Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
Part of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
It's Friday. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. Thanks for tuning in on your way to work this morning. It's wet out there.
Yeah.
And it's thundering.
It's a slippery. It's a slipping and a sliding.
Yes, the temperature will be 78 for the high today, but at what cost?
It's that like hot rain. I'm like, all right, I don't. It's very humid.
Let's get it. Has weight loss changed how people treat you? And I find it fascinating how much appearance can impact how we're perceived, right?
Yeah.
But we had a very brief discussion about this yesterday on the show during There I Said It,
mm-hmm.
and Breezy brought this up. And to be honest, I was a little mind blown on some of the things that you shared with us. If you can relate, call us this morning at 585-252-9800. If you have been someone who made a big life change, you lost a bunch of weight, and afterwards, you noticed random strangers treated you a lot better because of your weight loss.
Yeah, so obviously, like, in the last year, I've dropped a significant amount of weight. It's pretty obvious to anyone who, like, sees me in person or follows me online. I'm down, like, since last February, about 80 pounds. Which is great, and I love that moment, and I never...
Incredible.
It's truly iconic, honestly. Like, stunning, show-stopping, never been done. But I truly think that, in all seriousness, there are so many positives that come with weight loss, but nobody's really ever talking about the negatives or the effects that it really takes on your psyche, because I truly believe that I get different treatment now that I'm in a smaller body than I did in a larger body. And I've struggled with my weight my whole life. I've been very open about that. I've never shied away from talking and discussing that topic. But this topic is truly one that I feel needs to be discussed, because I'm not the only one who thinks this or who has felt this. I
know
that
of course,
for
yeah.
certain.
It's crazy when I watch certain videos of us on the live stream from back in 2023. It's like you're just a completely different person.
Yeah.
It's wild to me.
And like, does that give people the right to treat me like a completely different person? That's the question, right? But in regards to just people being kinder and more considerate, and even just like noticing that I'm there.
Yeah.
It's staggering, if I'm being honest.
How many of you listening have also felt that way? Let me read a real quick text from Ashley, who says, I lost over 100 pounds and I got better medical help, a better job, new friends, and I just treat myself better overall. She goes on to say, it's harsh. It's a harsh truth, but being overweight is seen as a visible sign of weakness or a lack of discipline. So you get judged for it.
Yeah.
People were so rude to me when I used to be heavier.
And again, like, it's not right. Like, we're not endorsing that behavior. I think it's just the truth, and the truth hurts sometimes, no matter how you want to slice and dice it.
Let me get to some calls. We have Angelica on the line. Hi, Angelica. Good morning.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. How are you?
Pretty good.
How are you?
Do you have a comment on this?
Yes. Okay. Well, first of all, I would like to thank both of you for talking about stuff that, you know, most people choose not to have conversations about, you know,
yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I love your show.
Well, I think I appreciate that. I think this is a pretty relatable topic.
Yeah. So, okay. I've always been, you know, pretty heavy set girl, you know. I don't know how to describe my relationship with food. It's been tough. I treated every meal as an event. If that makes sense to y'all.
Oh yeah, you don't have to explain that to me, girl. I know that through and through. So we are on the same wavelength.
I ate a lot growing up, and I was never taught how to handle my emotions in a healthy way. So I always turned to food, and food was the only thing that was there for me when I really needed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like an old friend.
Like a comfort, for
right.
sure.
Yeah.
Like a warm blanket.
Right, you know, a comfort zone.
Yeah.
So I ate a lot. I'm going to be completely honest here.
Yeah.
I ate my weight.
You ate your weight, yeah.
I did. I got close to 300 pounds, and people treated me like pretty awful, you know? They treated me like crap all the time.
So when you noticed yourself at that particular weight, how did people treat you different than other people?
I mean, the stares, the glances, the... You know, the frowns, if they see me, you know, getting the extra plate at the buffet, you know.
The side eye.
At the cook. Yeah, exactly. You know, at the cookout, even at my family dinners, you know, I would go and get a plate of food and people would be kind of like staring over my shoulder just to see how much food I was putting on my plate.
Catching strays.
Got it. Yeah. Which is extremely uncomfortable when you have that much attention on you.
Especially when, like, I mean, Angelica, I don't want to put words or thoughts or feelings into your mouth or head, but, like, you probably feel a lot of those things yourself.
Yes,
like,
I do.
Like, I've always said this before when I was heavier, too. Like, there's nothing that you can say to me to put me down or make me feel bad that I haven't already said or thought about myself.
Or felt.
So,
yeah.
Don't act like this is the first time I'm hearing about it, babe, because I have this in a loop in my head every day.
Trust me, I know how heavy I was. People act like, you know, that it's invisible to me. I wake up with the weight,
right.
You know? So try sitting on an airplane at this size.
Sure,
it's completely humiliating, and people make you feel that. But I finally did something about it.
Yeah.
Where are you at now?
Well,
in your journey, if you will.
Kudos to me. I've lost about 150 pounds now. I did get the surgery.
Hey, good for you, Angelica.
I'm down, and it feels awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when I was really overweight, nobody paid me any attention. I didn't have friends, you know. Nobody wants to hang out with the big girl. So people were treating me like I was invisible. Now, all my colleagues, they're, you know, starting to include me in the social events and inviting me out.
Right.
I mean, it could be due to other factors. I have gained a big confidence now, you know. I've stopped getting bullied by random strangers. I believe that when we lose weight, we do become more confident in ourselves.
Yeah.
And that shines through as well. But
that, I mean, that's for anybody. I know when I lose 5 or 10 pounds, I'm walking through the doors with my head held high.
But I think the confidence also, like, yeah, sure, some of it, most of it, I would say 80% of it or 70% of it comes from within, of course. But the other 20 or 30%, is a direct reflection on how others are treating you. And it's a confidence and ego boost to you because you're like, not feeling that constant shame or guilt from random strangers around you, you're actually feeling praise and acceptance. So that only adds to your confidence more. And then it's like the perfect storm.
Would you agree with that?
Yes. When I walk in the room now, it smiles.
Yeah.
People are smiling at me and with their eyes. It's not just, you know, the, hey, there's Angelica.
Right.
They're happy to see me. And my face has changed from the weight loss. I do look a little different. And I mean, it just feels so amazing.
Yeah. Would you say, Angelica, now that you've lost that 150 pounds, your relationship with food has changed?
Yes. Yes. We don't go together anymore. I put it on do not disturb a lot now. So
yeah.
We don't have that commitment to each other as we used to. Because I don't ever want to go back to being, you know, fat Angelica.
Right.
That's just not where I want to be.
Well, listen, I'm sure you're a beautiful person, though, regardless of how much you weigh.
I believe so, but no one noticed it before. Mm-hmm. It was like the weight kind of, you know, put a wedge between people even wanting to get to know me or my personality. It was just like nobody wanted to be around me.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, Breezy, you inspired me, and I want to thank you guys for just talking about stuff that matters on your show.
Yeah.
It means a lot to people like me, you know, who've been through all these things.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate that, Angelica, because honestly, like, it's no easy feat to talk about, considering the fact that, like, you are calling out a lot of people indirectly. Like, I'm not naming people by name, but it is hard. It's a hard pill to swallow when you have this shocking revelation and realization that although I am the same person, just lighter, I'm treated like a completely different individual.
I'm glad we had this conversation this morning. And Angelica, congrats on losing all the weight and sharing your story. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Breezy and Moose.
We're proud of you. Really, we're proud of you.
Crush it. And keep that healthy relationship with food. Because to be honest, my queen, like, very easy to slip back into that. So
I know.
Get the help that you need, whether that be mental, physical, emotional, and stick with it.
I'm working out a little bit, and I'm getting that emotional support. I'm going to stick to it, I promise, guys.
Good for you. Well, thanks, Angelica, for calling up. Hope you have an awesome weekend.
All right, you too.
All right, take care. All right, let's get to some quick text messages coming in here. People have certain things they want to say.
Yeah. Absolutely. This person says, I lost 100 pounds and people who hated me started to want to hang out with me and be my friend. Funny how that works out. This person says, yep, I used to be thin and now I'm not. And I've lost a good chunk of friends and never get invited anymore. I never get invited out anymore until I was older.
That's so wild to me, considering the fact that you're still the same person. You know what I mean? You put on weight, but you're still the person that you've always been. That hasn't changed.
I know. I think that, like, there's so much like fat phobia in society these days, and like,
let me turn this around real quick.
I just, being fat, it's just, and I don't like that word, but it's just like, it is what it is.
Before we wrap this up, I do have to ask you, from somebody who's been through it, did you notice after you lost that 80 plus pounds? Oh, sure. There's a lot of people that were genuinely happy for you. But do you think that you lost some friends also because of it?
I think there's people in my life that weren't happy for me in conjunction with being jealous of them not being able to pursue that. And those people I just don't talk to anymore.
Yeah. Best piece of advice I ever got was, you can have 100 friends in the room and two of them will truly be happy for you.
Yeah, it's the ones that are clapping for you when you're not around, that those are the ones that, like, actually care for you. But for the most part, it's all gravy, and I only keep really supportive people in my life. But it's the people that question you constantly, and it's like, I don't need this.
Yeah.
I don't.
We're going to take a quick break. You got PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Happy Friday.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, okay.
I can't do one more challenge. There, I said it. Listen, you guys, parents, students, teachers, administrators, listen closely. Because this is not good. And if your students are not well-rounded and not well-educated, this could be happening at your school. A social media trend known as the Chromebook Challenge is now causing alarms in schools across the country. The trend has gained traction on where, Moose?
TikTok.
Encouraging students to insert metal objects into their USB ports of their school-issued Chromebooks.
So stupid.
Leading to an electrical shortage, causing smoke and sometimes fire. The Henrietta Fire Chief said that this trend is dumb and dangerous all around. He explained the risks of tampering with a Chromebook are not going to end well. The batteries overload and it shorts out, causing a potential explosion, which obviously we don't want. On Wednesday, the fire department responded to a report of a smoking Chromebook explosion at the Elementary Charter School of Science and Technology on Lake Ave. One person was actually treated for smoke inhalation, and it's obviously under investigation at this time. It's not confirmed if this was related to the trend or if it was just an accident, but nevertheless, this is going around. And I don't know why these – I don't know if it's like a person who just wants kids to suffer or get hurt, but it's not great.
It's not a challenge. Why is this a challenge? Like, this is how kids are getting off today, is by making a computer short circuit. Then what? Like, do something useful with your time. Write a poem.
Right.
How about a nice poem?
This happened just east of us, right outside of Syracuse in Baldwinsville. The whole school had to evacuate because the student was tampering with the school.
Yeah.
The school.
You know what's going to happen.
It's not even like it's like the disrespect is. It's the school-owned property. It's the school Chromebooks.
Well, that's what I'm saying now. The school are going to go ahead, and the kids ruin it for everyone, so now they're going to take away Chromebooks, right? Nobody gets a computer
back
now.
Back to pen and paper, kids.
Back to pen and paper.
Back to a feather and an inkwell. Good luck. I'm looking at pictures of this Chromebook in front of me. It's not great.
It's demolished.
It's literally melting.
No, you could set the whole school on fire
so
just from doing
parents,
that.
Teachers, administration alike, tell your kids if they're dumb enough to participate in this, they're dumb enough to receive consequences by law enforcement.
Right.
Period.
Just keep an eye on them. Because you got some kids that are soaking tampons in alcohol and putting it where the sun don't shine.
Or eating Tide Pods.
Good old TikTok. Didn't we get rid of this app? Didn't we get rid of this app for 12 hours?
Wasn't long enough.
Some of you have a couple of things you desperately need to get off your chest this morning. And we got you covered with a segment we like to call...
There I said it.
Send over your unpopular opinions, 585-252-9800. We're going to get to your messages and hot takes coming up next.
98BXY wants to send you to... Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98BXY.
People are pissed on this beautiful Friday morning. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show, 585-252-9800. Do you need to clear the air this morning? Do we need to get the elephant out of the room? Fine. Pretend there's no FCC. I'm setting the clock. 7 minutes. Go. Let's go head over to Mark.
Hi, Mark.
If you're grilling with propane, you might as well go inside and cook over an open fire. Gross. There I said it. Okay, well, that's interesting. I love propane. Tommy says, hi, guys. I just wanted to write in and say, not every child is gifted. My wife thinks both of our sons are gifted because they can kick a soccer ball. Most children are not gifted. They're just slightly less glued to an iPad. There, I said it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
A lot of people are kind of fired up about my... little news thing that I did earlier. This person says, honestly, I think it's a great idea to take electronics out of schools. There I said it. This person says, allowing your child to do whatever they want is not parenting. It's pure laziness. That's from Sam. There I said it. This person said, I just started a small business and I really want it to succeed so I can quit my awful job. There I said it. You gotta put in the work. You gotta grind it out. And hopefully one day, if you have enough reps in and you make enough sales, you can quit your full-time job.
What's the business? What do you want to do?
Yeah, plug it.
Let's go over to our friend Tommy here, who says, good morning, guys. I just wanted to write in, and we did Tommy. Logan Berry. Logan says, I'm 100% with that Mark character that texted in. Dudes who refuse to step foot into their kitchen but pride themselves on grilling with propane in the summer are a special breed. Okay, Logan Berry. I guess you guys aren't a fan of propane either.
What's with the propane?
Oh, this is interesting. Look at this one. Erica says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Broke up with my boyfriend over text last night. And I don't feel bad about it.
Oof.
Not everyone deserves a phone call, especially my ex who did nothing but mistreat me. Ladies, don't feel you need to explain yourself. There, I said it. Erica, we need the tea. What happened? Text us the breakup text. I want to read it on the air. Wow. Don't tease us. Text us back.
Moose, this person's literally coming for your throat. I should read it.
Go ahead.
You're not Italian unless you were born in Italy and speak the language. There, I said it.
Oh, well, you know.
Period.
Hey, how you doing?
You have Italian relatives.
My father's fresh off the boat.
To be fair, though, your dad is, and your aunt that I met? The one that flew in from Italy?
Yeah.
With your... Is it your uncle, too?
Yeah, my uncle Giuliano.
He
couldn't speak English.
English, yeah. No. So, yeah, I guess it really is.
Julie says, yo, can we figure out what would happen to a Chick-fil-A employee if they forgot to say my pleasure? I don't get it. A simple thank you will suffice.
Not them all getting beheaded.
I know.
Sam is back. Wow, Sam, you're really just going. Oh, no, this is a different Sam. Excuse me. Sam says... being an influencer is not an alternate job. There, I said it. Okay.
Sometimes it is. Oh, look who's here, the most toxic man in all of Rochester, New York. Big Ed! What's up, guys? Happy Friday. It's Big Ed. Hey, Breezy, what do you call a sheep who can sing and dance?
Bah, lady, bah, bah.
Big Ed, we have bigger fish to honestly fry this morning. Give it a rest.
Get lost.
Here it is. Here's what we need. Erica's back. Okay, guys, so here's the breakup text I wrote. Okay, this is verbatim. This is what she just wrote in. Ryan, I'm done pretending. You don't listen. You don't care. And honestly, I'm tired of feeling like I'm the only one trying. I deserve better than this constant disappointment. Don't bother replying. I've already moved on. You're the worst I've ever had, and I hope you think about me when I'm no longer around. She went right for the jugular on that one. And she kind of did it in a respectful tone. You know what I mean? Erica, good on you. You know what I mean? Good. She did what she had to do. Ryan, tell us what. Ryan, are you listening?
Ryan.
What did you do, man? She's pissed.
Why are you the worst? What? Let us know. You know there's girls that are going to be texting like, drop Ryan's digits. Yeah. I love a toxic guy. Yeah,
I love the red flags. Sometimes we like to cover them up with pretty little green ones.
Oh, my God. People are losing it on Erica. I said Erica will take him back in a heartbeat. There, I said it.
Yeah, you think so? I don't know who this person is, but they said, I firmly believe Crystal Pepsi would be popular right now if it made a comeback. It was one of my favorite sodas as a kid. Clear Pepsi? Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. This person says, if you unnecessarily try to start beep in the workplace and then try to play nice, save it. You're already dead to me. There, I said it. We have so many people in the building that love to, like, cause and stir up drama, me being one of them. And, like, I don't know. It's just... If it doesn't get back to the person, like, who cares?
You feed off it, Breezy.
No,
do you want to read Tanner's text?
Most of it.
You want to read Tanner's text, or do you want me to do it?
You can do it.
Hi, guys. I have a good job and have my own place. I would be delighted to take Erica out and show her what a real man looks and sounds like. Here's my number if you can pass it on to her, but I will treat her like a queen and be her protector.
Okay.
So creepy, Tanner. She's not interested. We're going to take a quick break. She's not
Thank
interested.
Thank you so much.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.